This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're tuned in to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camellia, Shamla Ganesan, and Kelly Anissa. Earlier, we were discussing how a domestic violence campaign with durian-flavoured chocolate went wrong. Our next story is about a woman who was assaulted and robbed in an MRT elevator last week. Before we get into that story, a quick social media update.
So, we're asking you, do you feel safe taking public transport? 23% of you voted yes, 14% said no. 38% of you said depending on the location, and 26% said only at certain times. I'm very curious about those who said depending on the location, because for me at least, because I rely on public transport a lot, especially taking the LRT, and I'm always particular about the time I'm at the station, because at certain times I feel like a lot more vulnerable, and I'm a lot more aware of my surroundings, but I just do feel that it's a lot more dangerous. So location wise it's never bothered me, but yeah, like, let us know your thoughts about those of you who, you know, who say depending on your location, what do you mean? Maybe you can WhatsApp us?
Yep, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900. In the meantime, our next story, Kelly.
So a woman was brutally assaulted and robbed in an elevator at the Taman Mutiara MRT station in Cheras last week. The victim, who was a 48-year-old woman, was punched and kicked several times during a robbery in a lift. The violent incident took place at 6:45 a.m. and the entire ordeal was captured by a CCTV camera. The attack took less than a minute. The victim sustained some injuries on the head and other parts of her body, and she lost her identity card, her bank cards, and 400 ringgit in the incident. And the police had recorded statements from three witnesses to facilitate the investigation. The victim received outpatient treatment at a nearby hospital, and the police are currently tracking down the suspect. The case is now classified under Section 394 of the Penal Code for voluntarily causing hurt while committing a robbery.
Mm. The CCTV recording has since been circulated around social media, and it has caused a huge outrage online for the sheer brutality of the incident.
That's right.
The suspect is believed to be local, and anyone with any information should report to the nearest police station immediately. Lim Lip Eng, the member of parliament, member of the Parliamentary Special Select Committees on Defence and Home Affairs, said yesterday that his office is offering a bounty of 10,000 ringgit on behalf of an outraged anonymous donor, I suppose, for anyone with credible information for the police that will lead to the arrest of the robber.
So the the video really was very shocking. I saw it on Facebook as well, and there have been a lot of comments circulating by social media users. One user on social media wrote, "I am a regular user of these lifts. It is so scary. Now I have to stop using it. Inside, the lifts are very dim. It's quite scary. I pray that the culprit will be caught within 24 hours. The LRT and MRT stations are really short of security. Something must be done." Another user said, "I guess CCTV is only for recording purposes. No effort to alarm other officials to check and save the woman."
And one user even tagged Minister of Transport, Anthony Lok Siew Fok, and said, "I commute using the MRT every day and notice that the control room where the CCTV monitors are is always empty. And this is what happens when things are taken for granted and is clearly negligence." You know, which is a good point that many, many users have pointed out, but, you know, we'll go into that later. So before that, we have we have safety activist Captain Bala on the line. Captain Bala, what were your initial thoughts of the situation?
I would say this could be because of the crime, the time and opportunity and time. The service provider, MRT service provider, should provide proper security, especially for those hours that where there are very less people traveling, early hours or late hours. Absence of security could lead to such opportunity for perpetrators to take advantage. So I would say that this is because of opportunity and time. Because there's an opportunity for him to take advantage of her. And there is a perfect timing where there's not many people there.
And why do you think this was able to take place so publicly?
It's again the time. Because the travel time is 6:45 in the morning. So not many people are there. So the perpetrator could have picked the opportunity because there's nobody there. So, and he would have been traveling in that particular time at that place, and he knows that there's no there's an absence of security. Usually when there's an absence of presence, then there could be an opportunity for people to commit a crime. I would say that those service providers, shopping malls or MRT service providers should provide securities in these hours where there is less people, so that's where they need a security. And those who travel to, like, going into leave or somewhere, if they spot a security, they can actually request the security to accompany them. If they have a fear, they can actually come back to the point where they feel that they are safe, secure. Wait there until they see some people go, they join them together.
So there are CCTV cameras installed at the stations, and we see guards patrolling regularly as well. So what else is lacking in ensuring the safety of passengers? What could the station have done better?
CCTV are fixed based on consultant advice. But this CCTV footage was not clear. And they must have a very high resolution CCTV footage. And there must be a specific cameras installed regularly, installed in the building where they can monitor by zooming the victim or perpetrator or suspect. So just installing a basic CCTV doesn't help much. And the angle of CCTV is so important because most CCTV are fixed on the right up on the top there, and where you can only see the head and slightly below. If you see if you take a selfie photo from up there, when the person is facing down, you may not be able to see the exact feature of a person. So it's very difficult for cops to identify. It may look alike. There's so many people look alike like him. So it's a bit difficult. So this will make the investigation even tougher.
What would have been the ideal response from a victim in such a situation?
When you get into the lift, you must always take over the control panel. Always stand very near the control panel. Stand very near the wall. And not at the corner edge where there is no control. Because if there's any situation arise, you think that it's funny if the guy, you feel that there's somebody inside the lift and you're not comfortable, you can press any numbers inside there. You may get scolding, but rather than, you being beaten up. And the other option you have is that if you've been hit, you drop down. Don't counter-engage. Because counter-engage will encourage the perpetrators to hit you again and again. So pretending like you're weak or you get asthma attack will somehow or other will make the perpetrator let you go off guard, because he will think that you will not fight back. So once you begin to like move nearer and start to engage, start to do hand gesture, you may allow the perpetrator feel that you're still strong and you may counter-engage with somebody.
What can we do to prevent or protect ourselves from something like this from happening again in the future, both from the management's point of view as well as a passenger?
I really hope that the management of shopping malls and all these transit operators will take extra precaution and provide safety for the people who use their services. They are our client and we have to protect them. Number two is that from the public point of view, I think you must really identify if it is a red zone that you are approaching, a zone that where you think you may not get help. It's best that you just wait and hang on until if you see there's a few people going, then join them together. Because rather than you take a chance and you go inside and try not to meddle with all your gadgets, because these gadgets will attract people to go after you. And then try to stay focused and know where you're approaching and what kind of security, what kind of help you can get. Even now, parking after many cases in Malaysia where now shopping malls has already installed the emergency SOS buttons on the pillar. Identify all these buttons. If there's any emergency, you can just press it and ask for help. And for the corporate companies that provide services, transit providers, shopping malls, they must also know their responsibility, to make sure that immediate first aid should be given to the victim if there's anything happened to them. I believe that a lot of malls have prepared a medical room, first aiders, train, and these are very, very important because if there's anything happen, they should give immediate care before sent to the hospital.
And you don't hear about these cases happening at the MRT or the LRT very often, but I know that it's not isolated either. You know, I've read some articles online, you know, with previous cases that, of course, did not amount to violence or to violent assault, but still very troubling. For example, in November 2016, a woman who commuted had reported being harassed by a man on the LRT. She claimed to have been inappropriately touched by him, and the victim had posted a photograph of the suspect on her Facebook account, and the incident ended up going viral on social media. A 44-year-old man was arrested on suspicion. And in 2017, a 20-year-old woman was on her way to Gombak when she was inappropriately touched by a man at the escalator.
And in a separate case that also took place in a similar time frame, a man was accused of sexually assaulting a 25-year-old student. The victim, who first related her traumatic experience on social media, had claimed the incident took place in full view of other passengers on the train who did not do anything to help her.
In fact, I read that they laughed at her when she asked for help.
Yeah,
I remember that story.
That's a whole other issue, isn't it? That when people don't recognize that you can actually do something. But I mean, I think the point is that when it comes to something like this, the first thought that came to mind when I saw the video was, isn't there supposed to be someone watching the footage on the CCTV in real time, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, in my mind, I kept thinking, oh, when the door opens, there's going to be a guard waiting outside because he's seen someone's in trouble. But until the end of this video, nothing happens. And then the person who assaulted the woman just goes away.
Mm.
So, I mean, yes, I think the comment by the Facebook user earlier where they said, why weren't they being monitored? It's a valid question. What's the point of having the security system if no one's going to act on them, right?
Yeah.
And it's also the fact that, you know, like Captain Bala pointed out, it's the quality of these cameras.
Mm.
I can't recognize the face of the guy. If I were to see him in front of me at the LRT station, I wouldn't know it's him because the camera quality is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
And also the angle, isn't it, that he mentioned as well. It's so high up, you only see the top of their heads, and nobody who's committing a crime will look up into the camera so you get a full, you know, he shows his full face so that you can identify him immediately out of a lineup.
Right. I mean, because most of the time these guys are not first-timers and they're not, you know, they're quite used to dealing with the security system in place. I mean, I'm theorizing, but it's also possible to observe and make sure you know where the blind spots are and things like that. So there's lots of things here. And essentially, if you want people to continue taking public transport, for like yourself, Kelly, you mentioned earlier, you have to make sure that people feel safe. Otherwise, I remember when I was younger, and I used to go to college by public transport, and there were all these rules that, you know, your parents, your relatives would tell you, like, don't get into a bus after a certain time. You know, if you're taking the train, don't go after a certain time or don't wait in certain stops. And these are not encouraging things, because you're preventing people from feeling safe from accessing a service that's been provided for us.
And for me, again, because I take public transport so regularly, I feel like I'm a lot more wary now. I never take the lifts. I always take the stairs. But still, like, it does make you wonder. Like, for a lot of us, we take it to work, and it kind of disrupts that sense of safety.
Yes,
I once had, you know, when I used to wait at the station. I travel at night a lot. I come back sometimes at 11:30, and I'm always at the station by myself.
Let us not disclose which station you drop off at. and also most of the time, those who use these public services travel on their own.
Yes,
because and even if you are traveling together, at some point someone's going to come off the train first, right? So and then the other person will be left to themselves. So it's hard to try to employ all these safety precautions and traveling groups and so on, because it's just not realistic.
Yeah, it's not practical. Mm. And I think, you know, Kelly, you make a great point. Sometimes it's not just about, I don't want something bad to happen to me. Mm. It's that feeling of being secure.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's quite an awful feeling to not be able to go about your daily routine, feeling like you can do it. Like, just the anxiety of walking from a place to place.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's something that a regular citizen should be made to feel.
Mm.
Right. And I know that I do see guards come in at every other stop. They'll come in, they'll look around, and they'll get off the next stop. But I think now, especially with this, and I feel like the station has, like, there's always someone patrolling the area. So it does make you wonder why there wasn't a person you know, keeping an eye out during that time where it's so dark and it's so early, where the station has very little people.
Because that's when you need to heighten security, right? Because usually, like, you see in our building, for example, there's a control room with, like, I don't know, 100 CCTV cameras. There's always a guard around and they're all mic'd up. No, I mean, they all have a walkie-talkie system. So, you know, I feel relatively safe here in that, although our camera angle is also a bit too high up, so we might need to tell something to the management. But yeah, you're right. Public transport system, sometimes we take it for granted until something like this happens, and then you're just heightened sense of, you know, just always being alarmed and hyper aware of your surrounding.
No? Yeah. Oh, I do hope that this highlights to the management of the MRTs and LRTs stations where their blind spots were and what they can do to improve security and so that passengers feel more confident using their services.
Mm. I'm still waiting for, you know, for a statement to be released on, you know, what went wrong. And I also feel like it's my responsibility now, even more, to like carry pepper spray or to you know, just to take extra precautionary measures to make sure that if anything does happen, that I have, you know, I have something to protect myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one last check on social media, our Twitter poll.
So we asked you, do you feel safe taking public transport? 35% of you answered depending on the location, 27% of you said only at certain times, 12% of you said no, and 20% of you said yes.
That's depending on location.
Yeah. I mean, I can identify with that, I think. There's some...
Yeah. I think, like, maybe, Kelly, for you, you have a specific route to and from work, and maybe anything outside of that, you know, might make you feel a little bit more agitated. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But for you, it's the time of the day, I would assume.
Oh, yes.
Or else, I think someone like me, who's more sporadic with taking public transport, certain areas, I'm like, yes, I'm fine. I don't want to take a car. I'll take a, you know, train or even a bus. But certain areas, I might feel, I don't feel so safe walking from here to there. I'd rather take a Grab, maybe. So, yeah, I think different people have different needs and different ways that they use public transport, right?
Yeah. Okay, unfortunately, that's all the time we have, but you can keep the conversation going. Tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or you can look us up on Facebook. Just search for BFM The Bigger Picture. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my or on our BFM app, as well as on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. is Earth Matters. Juliet Jacobs speaks with a veteran town planner and a fellow with the Malaysian Institute of Planners, Datuk P. Gunasilan, and PJ City Councillor Derek Fernandez, on why they think that the wrong KL City Plan 2020 was gazetted. And that should be an interesting one. Stay tuned for that. But first, here's Long Train Running by Doobie Brothers. That's all from me, Tina Camilla, Shamila Gunnison, and Kelly Anissa on the Daily Digest BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.